What does insight-driven messaging look like for sales? Like a whole lot more deals, fast. Jump on high-intent leads in the moment with Intercom, the business messenger that extends the reach of your team 24/7. Intercom creates more opportunities for you by booking meetings and collecting data from leads automatically. Take Intercom user Elegant Themes. They now convert 25% of leads through Intercom's messenger. Deals don't wait. Get them with Intercom. Go to intercom.com/deals. That's intercom.com/deals.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for another episode of Sales Pipeline Radio. As we pick it up with our sports correspondent, who's actually right now getting ready to leave for the International Badminton Championship in China, I believe, coming up next week.
Have you ever seen competitive badminton? I mean, like world-class competitive badminton?
You know what's funny is I haven't, but we had somebody in here last week who was an international badminton champion, and that's what got me looking here. She was from Belarus, and apparently that's a big country for badminton as well as Indonesia and Asia, because they have a big center right here in Orange County where they push future champions to all these championships. It's a $1 million championship in China. $1 million.
I have to imagine that quality of badminton is very different than what you would see in my backyard.
Maybe.
As of right now, we still have a badminton set up. The net is slacking, right? Because it's not as tight as it was when we put it up. And the kids go out there and they play. Actually, I should not say that they play badminton, because technically what they are doing is not a game of badminton. It's shuttlecock going all over the place.
That's right.
But they're having a great time.
It's missile launch. They're shooting it wherever somebody's walking by here.
Oh, no, they all end up in Mama's garden, and then it just evolves into all kinds of madness. No, I'm not. I will not be watching the badminton. I am excited that we are into the college football season. We are heading into week two here. You got the NFL starting up. The fall is just such a magical time. I think just for sports, unfortunately, the golf is over, but we've got baseball playoffs, we've got football, we've got the crisp mornings.
We'll just make a little space in that football scheduling for the Badminton World Championship coming up next week in China, the 17th through the 22nd here, a $1 million tournament.
Well, I see you got your Minnesota Twins hat on as well. The Twins have
right.
A very strong season. They just blew away the record for home runs in a season. So pretty excited to watch that team right now. I think it'll be interesting to see how they do in the playoffs.
Been a long time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about sales, shall we? Thanks so much for joining us today on Sales Pipeline Radio. We are here each and every week talking about what it takes to develop a more predictable, scalable sales pipeline from sales and marketing teams across the country. If you are new to the program, thanks so much for joining us. I know we have a number of people that are listening to us live right now on the Funnel Media Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us in the middle of your workday. Appreciate that very much. And for those of you on the podcast, those of you new and those of us listening for the first time, as well as maybe the 200th time, thank you so much for joining us. You can find us where all great podcasts are found in every episode of Sales Pipeline Radio is always available past, present, and future at salespipelineradio.com. We are every week featuring some of the best and brightest minds in sales and marketing and B2B. Today's absolutely no different. I'm really excited to have joining us today Daniil Kretz. Daniil is an account development representative at Skilljar. Skilljar is a fast-growing startup here in Seattle. Daniil, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So I was really excited to have you join, Daniil, because I think, you know, you'd reached out on LinkedIn and said you were interested in joining. And I was really excited because we talked to a lot of people who either, you know, they're authors that are studying sales and marketing, a lot of people that have, you know, that are leading large sales and marketing organizations. And a lot of times we talk about what it takes to actually drive pipeline. We talk about what it takes to actually create opportunities and to set appointments and to do just the hard, you know, work, sometimes the sausage making of sales and marketing. I think it's taken us way too long to bring on someone like yourself who is successfully in the trenches developing new business in general. So can you tell a little bit about your role and your career so far and sort of where you have focused?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been with Skilljar a little over a year. My background is in business development. I've actually immigrated to the States about 3.5 years ago. Used to be in channel sales and partner development back in Europe. So when I moved over here, I started in sales development for a marketing company here in Seattle called All Star Directories. Did that for over a year and then moved into a full cycle role. And then I kind of wanted to have more of a technical role. So I was going to move into SaaS and technology sales. So here I am at Skilljar. Been here, like I said, a little over a year. Very exciting industry, and I think it's a great time to be in SaaS sales and technology sales in general.
I would agree. I mean, the market continues to be really strong. I remember All Star Directories very well, and you know, think very highly of the team over at Skilljar and what you guys are building there. Talk about what you have seen in your career thus far in the evolution of sort of evolution of sales for SaaS companies and the evolution of sort of the BDR, the ADR role, and what you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. So just in general, the ADR role, I think it's very business critical and very complex right now. I feel like a lot of the newer ADRs kind of underestimate the importance of the profession, and they don't really use the opportunity to set themselves up for success in their role. I think it's really complex because right now, it's not only about making calls and sending out emails, right? A lot of the processes got automated. But I think as we automate a lot of things, they get really complex as well, because it's getting harder and harder to get someone on the phone. There is a lot of noise you need to get through on a daily basis. So I think there's a lot of things that you learn being an ADR, and a lot of completely different things you have to be very proficient at to be successful, right? So you learn a lot about marketing, copywriting, because you send a lot of emails. You learn a lot of business metrics, and you need to have a good understanding of how SaaS works and SaaS model works in general. You learn a little bit about data analytics, because you need to be able to look at your data specifically, analyze your funnel, make sure you understand your conversion rate, connect rates, and so on, and understand where you have potential for improvement. You learn a lot of sales automation tools like Salesforce, Outreach and Sales Loft, and so on. So I think the role right now is very business critical, and new startups need to pay a lot of attention to investing into sales development representatives, because these people are actually on the front lines, and we're the ones who start the relationships with the future customers.
Talking today on Sales Pipeline Radio with Daniil Kretz. He is an account development representative at Skilljar, a fast-growing SaaS business in Seattle. And you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, it's hard to get people on the phone. The ADR function is more than just sending emails and making phone calls. Talk a little bit about what you have found works today with a busy prospect. What are the channels that work to get their attention? Is there a sequence of channels and communication that you found to be particularly effective?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a big believer in a multi-channel approach. It's not only about using one channel, let's say phone or email. I think you should be using every opportunity to reach a busy prospect, right? So a cadence of phone calls, emails, LinkedIn messages, social engagement works best right now, and it works well, particularly for me. So what's important in this role is actually being consistent and persistent, right? You need to have well-designed processes. You need to know your workflows well. You need to consistently analyze what works best and make sure it's a part of your routine. You need to be persistent, really, because you might have reached out to someone multiple times but never heard back. And it might be that another call you decide to make that gets their attention. It's happened to me a lot of times where the contact would say no, and I would stay on it, follow up, send over relevant content, and in a matter of a couple of months or weeks, I would receive a yes and actually schedule a meeting. I think it's very important to concentrate on building the pipeline instead of getting a quick win and getting a meeting on the calendar right away. I think a lot of the newer ADRs just give up once they receive a no for an answer. And I think it's important to just stay on it if you're believing your product, and just be persistent and get the message across, finding the right time, the right channel, and the right way to reach the prospect.
completely agree with you. The persistence is critical for the role. I think, you know, sending one email, leaving one voicemail, thinking someone's going to get back to you is not going to help you hit your number. I expect, though, that you have also found that persistence has to be combined with value, that there has to be, you know, some reason, some value-added reason for the prospect to take your call beyond just sort of, hey, can I have 15 minutes of your time? Talk a little bit about how you have incorporated the right content, relevant content, you know, whether it's commercial insights in the challenger model or just something compelling for the prospect that makes it worth their while to get on the phone with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you made a great point about the value. And this is, I think, what has helped me a lot in my outreach here at Skilljar. We have monthly webinars and produce a lot of relevant content for our prospects. Our target audiences are really different, and they span from customer success people to education services, implementation, customer success people as well. So it's really different. And when I have conversations with people, I always make sure to take the right notes and understand what's important for them right now, what they're working on a daily basis. And I think the relevance also comes from continuous learning, right? You want to make sure that you're the expert in the product, first of all, and also in the industry. You need to understand what keeps your prospects awake at night, what they do on a daily basis, what kind of problems they're trying to solve. And that's what makes your outreach relevant. And like I mentioned, I think marketing team support is really important for the ADRs. I've been working at companies where it was really hard to stay relevant and share relevant content because we weren't producing as much content as you need to follow up, at least like on a monthly basis, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. So I think marketing support is really important as well. And this is what really helps ADRs to be successful.
I'd like to hear more of your perspective on what would be valuable to get from marketing. I think a lot of organizations just feed leads over to sales, and, you know, leads, I'll use the term leads loosely because I think there's a variety of sort of definitions of whether that's quality or not. But to do your job, whether it comes from marketing to whether it comes from sales enablement, a sales enablement group, you know, just really quickly before we have to take a break, what do you need from marketing, from the organization to be more successful?
Yeah, I think it's really important to be able to target the right people and have the right content for a specific persona, right? So what we're doing with marketing constantly is meeting and understanding what kind of content we don't have for specific audiences right now and what would be helpful based on the conversations that we've had this week, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to be consistent with webinars and building a community of champions for your product. A lot of a successful outreach is having the right leads and consistent lead flow, but it's also about building a community and building a network of champions because a lot of the conversations happen between specific people, and it really helps when you have great champions that you can host on your webinars and invite to events. That's part of the success with Skilljar is having really great champions that promote our product as well. That really helps in my outreach specifically.
We're going to take a quick break, pay some bills. We'll be back with more with Daniil Kretz. He's an account development representative at Skilljar. We'll be talking a little more about marketing's role in helping him be successful, talk about relationships with others in sales, career path training, and more. We'll be right back. Sales Pipeline Radio.
Sales teams, is your website helping you turn prospects into customers? Because Intercom thinks it should be. Intercom makes that little chat bubble in the corner of a website. That's their messenger. But it's so much more than that. The Intercom Messenger is designed for businesses to jumpstart on customer intent in the moment. It connects you when you're there or automatically books meetings and captures data leads when you're away. You'll sell more efficiently. Like Intercom user Elegant Themes, they added the Intercom Messenger to their site, and now they convert 25% of their leads to paid subscriptions through live chat. Just having the Messenger sparked valuable customer conversations that Elegant Themes might not have had otherwise. That's Intercom's whole deal, connecting you to customers while they're on your website with timely, personal insights. Because when customers have a great experience, it's great for business too. Help your website help you land more customers. Then see everything Intercom can do. Go to intercom.com/deals today. That's intercom.com/deals.
And now back to Matt and his guest.
Thank you, Paul. We are here on Sales Pipeline Radio with Daniil Kretz. He's an account development representative at Skilljar, a fast-growing SaaS company here in Seattle. And Daniil, as you think about your career path now, I mean, you've been a successful BDR at All-Star Directories, and now for the last year plus, ADR at Skilljar. What do you want to be doing, you know, moving forward? Is your role to continue to sort of be a quota-carrying rep and just bigger roles make more money? Do you want to get into management? Like, what does that look like for you? And then in the role you're in today, what are the things you are doing, things you're learning, experiences you're getting to try to help you get there?
I've actually been really successful in this role, so I kind of want to continue and potentially get into sales development leadership, you know, generating revenue for the company. So I guess a part of the things that I've been paying a lot of attention to is generating revenue for the company, creating pipeline, planning for these processes as well. So I'm thinking my next step would be actually getting into leadership, being an ADR manager or a team lead, generally just for career growth. I think this particular role is a great way to break into tech sales. In a lot of startups, ADR are able to move further into their career in sales work, right? So be it account executive or customer success, implementation, account manager, there is a lot of different paths. And it's just a matter of understanding what you like to do. Do you like to be customer facing? I mean, most of these roles are customer facing, but in a way, there are ways to be in sales org and still be less customer facing or more customer facing. And I think generally ADR role is a really good opportunity and a really good role to break into tech sales.
What do you think makes a good sales development leader? Someone who's managing an SDR team, someone that's managing the sales development process. You know, what do you think makes up both from role as well as sort of attributes of someone who's successful in that role?
I think a lot of it is building the right culture and building trust with your team. Also, what has helped me with the managers that I've worked with is kind of less micromanagement and trusting the process, really. Being able to sit down and just analyze my funnel and understand where are the rooms for improvement. I think just building trust with your team is really important in this role.
I agree with that. Talk a little bit about the ideal relationship between someone in an SDR or ADR function and, you know, either the field sales team or the account executives that take those opportunities and move them forward. What do you consider some of the best, most important attributes of that relationship?
Yeah, this is a great question. In ADR role, it's really important to work very closely as a team with an account executive you work with. Had a chance to work with remote account executives here at Skilljar. There are particular challenges when you don't really meet at the office on a daily basis, but I think that in a way it actually helps you really use the time you have to communicate, you know, build trust with account executives that you work with as well. For me, the most important is like in a relationship with the manager, just making sure you can build that trust. And if you set up a meeting for an account executives actually trust that you did a good job, right? And you're bringing the right prospect on the discovery call or a demo. I think it's also really important to set the meeting up for success in this role, right? You want to make sure that you've built the right relationship with the prospect. You know a little bit more than you should, so the account executives have more leverage on the first call and more information that the prospect actually provided to you, right? So as much research as you can do and pass on to an account executive, it really helps to set the relationship up for success, and it goes a long way.
When you think about your day and your week, and I, first of all, just Daniil, really appreciate you taking time. I know you could be on the phones right now setting those appointments and making money, but you're on the program with us today, and I appreciate that very, very much. When you think about the things in your typical day, typical week that keep you from actively selling, that keep you from spending time with prospects, what are some of the biggest culprits, and what are some of your recommendations for how to minimize some of those distractions to help you and other SDRs spend more time actively selling?
Yeah, absolutely. I think time management is actually key in this role. You want to make sure you use the time in the office as effectively as possible. In my case, I always made sure I set weekly, monthly, quarterly goals, and I have them in front of me on a daily basis. I know why I come to the office every day, and I plan for the next day today, right? So basically, your day started yesterday, and you work every day to create the pipeline. and set yourself up for success. It takes time to build the pipeline and actually consistently hit your goals. So it's crucial to have a to-do list ready for every day. Make sure you have enough calls, enough prospects to reach out tomorrow and plan for the next day. Also with target accounts, always make sure they're in front of me. I look at the list on a daily basis. It has to be on the surface and be top of mind for you. It's really important to make sure that you have a specific schedule, right? So be mindful of the time zones of the prospects that you're calling. Make sure you have a specific time set up for cold calling, specific time set up for prospecting and sending out follow-up messages. There's always admin work that you have to do, right? You receive lists, new accounts that you have to go through and make sure to follow up with prospects. So just minimizing admin work, I think, what's important, and that's what ADR managers should be paying a lot of attention to. We all want to be spending our time on the phones actively selling and trying to get the message across instead of spending time looking at the Salesforce lists and so on. It's really important to make sure that you have a specific schedule and you use your time wisely in the office.
I love that answer. Well, just got a couple more minutes here wrapping up with our guest on Sales Pipeline Radio today, Daniil Kretzen. Thanks again for joining us. And it's very clear that you've been very thoughtful and prescriptive about sort of your career, your learning, the things you want to do. If you think back, some of the people and resources that have been most valuable for you in your career so far, you know, they could be managers, they could be authors, they could be speakers, some of the people that you've really learned from and been influenced by. Who are some of those people you might identify that you want to sort of highlight for others to take advantage of as well?
Yeah, great question. And I think it's really important for newer ADRs to follow the thought leaders and the sales community on LinkedIn, right? So I follow the thought leaders on LinkedIn, and I think the sales community in general sends a lot of advice. It's shared on LinkedIn on a daily basis, and it's really easy to learn and put that into practice on a daily basis. I follow a lot of thought leaders on LinkedIn. I would single out Josh Brown on LinkedIn. I think he shares a lot of great content, and it's been really helpful for me, and it's really easy to implement in my daily routine. There's generally a lot of thought leaders that stand out on LinkedIn, and it's really easy to find them once you start in this role. And it's also important, I think, at the beginning and when you interview for your first ADR job, you really have a thoughtful conversation with your potential manager, right? You want to find a person that you want to learn from, a real leader that has been in this profession for a while, and you can really just learn from on a daily basis.
Love that answer. Thank you so much. And thanks again to our guest today, Daniil Kretz. He is an account development representative at Skilljar. Appreciate you taking time and sharing some of your insights with you. Well, we are wrapping up here on another episode of Sales Pipeline Radio. Make sure you join us next week and every week, Thursdays at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific. We've got some great guests coming up, some new authors, some great new books on sales and marketing strategy coming up with us. If you like this conversation with Neil and you want to share this with others on your team, maybe share this with your sales development leaders or other SDRs, ADRs on your team, you can find that up on salespipelineradio.com in just a couple days, and we'll have a highlighted transcript of this conversation on HeinzMarketing.com in about a week. For my great producer, Paul, this is Matt Heinz. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Sales Pipeline Radio.
You've been listening to Sales Pipeline Radio, brought to you by the good folks at Heinz Marketing, right here on the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.